Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Before we start the show, I want to let you know something. My latest novel, Personal Fable, is free for the next few days. So if you're hearing this ad, it's currently free if you're a Kindle user. So just look it up on your Kindle. If you don't have a Kindle, you can even get one of those for free by getting the free Kindle app on your phone. And then head over, get Personal Fable, have a read, and if you love it, leave a review. And I hope you love the story. Now, let's get on with the podcast. P.S. The promotion runs the 11th, 12th, and 13th of March. Welcome back to the Hemingway List podcast, the best podcast ever. We're talking about A Slight Sun by Acoustic Eels. Very exciting that Acoustic Eels, long-time Hemingway List member, has submitted a poem for us to read. Well done, Acoustic Eels, and thank you. It's really cool. We're going to get to that in a minute, but first, I've made a decision. I've been talking a lot about doing this daily streaming of the writer's room, as I'm going to call it, a place for us to hang out and talk about books, literature, creative projects we've got going on. We can workshop them together, and I'll be working on my Bogan War and Peace translation, my Aussie War and Peace. I figured if I'm going to be working on that every single day, I might as well make it an interactive experience and open the doors for everyone to hang out together. So I decided I'd do a bit of streaming. I don't know much about streaming. I was starting from scratch. So today I was troubleshooting with a friend of mine, Nerdy Matt, who knows a lot about it. And we were, you know, I was asking so many questions about Twitch because really I just don't know anything about Twitch. And he said, you know, you've got a YouTube channel about creative writing, which is already quite established. That's true. I've got the Launchpad Writers Club YouTube channel. Has 150 subscribers or something like that. It already has a bunch of videos about literature and creative writing. So that would probably be a better starting position, a starting place and hub from which to do this live streaming. Plus, just the fact that I'm not that familiar with Twitch and I am very familiar with YouTube, it was starting to make a lot of sense. So I've decided, you know what, mate, I don't think Twitch is the place for me. And I've got to say straight up, I really appreciate you guys who have gone and followed my Twitch account since I said it. I've seen that my followers have gone up by a couple of people and I appreciate that. But I think, I'm sorry to be annoying, I think I'm going to do it on YouTube instead, under the Launchpad Writers Club channel. Because I want to grow that channel anyway. And so if I'm trying to grow a stream and grow a YouTube channel, doesn't it make sense to stick them together and just have the one hub that I'm trying to, you know, create content under? Creative writing-based content. So that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do, guys. So if you want to hang out during the daily streams, it's going to be on YouTube via the Launchpad Writers Club YouTube channel. And Launchpad is two words, launch space pad. So you'll find that. You've got to ring the little bell notifications, and that means you'll get a notification when I'm going live, and then you'll be able to come and hang out with me and have a chat. I'm really excited because, you know, I love chatting with you guys, and this is a more immediate way to do it. Streaming, you know, with the chat coming through, we can even like jump on Discord and have conversations that we'll stream if we're going to workshop someone's ideas or their storyboard, their ideas or whatever we're going to do. It's going to be really cool. It's just a place to sort of nerd out about books and literature on a daily basis. So that's it. That's what I'm doing. That's my announcement. I appreciate those who went and followed me on Twitch, but I'm going back on my word and I'm changing it to YouTube. All right, that's that. Acoustic Eels has submitted a poem for us to study, A Slight Sun. This was my discussion prompt. Very nice imagery. Felt like I was there for a brief moment. Hey, Ander, I have a poem I'd like to submit to the class. I've only ever shared my poems with the guy I was dating. We would write poems for each other. And I wanted to share this one, which was topical and not too intimate. Doesn't have a title. I guess it could be called A Slight Sun. It goes like this. The sun is blindfolded in a thick white blanket. It knows not which way is forward, so it turns all around, and a slight sun shines in every window. Acoustic Eels. Can I just say, beautiful imagery, really nicely done. And can I also say, good on you for putting this out there into the world. So many writers that I know, and I know a lot of writers being in my industry, they just don't put their work out there. And they write all this great stuff and they're too shy to show it. And I think you got to get over that. I really tried. I made an effort to get over that. And I did at an early stage. And really now, I don't care who reads my stuff. And I don't care how unpolished or how unfinished it might be. Not to suggest that your poem is either of those things. But, you know, I don't have that fear of criticism. And you've got to get rid of that if you're going to be a writer. But I just think everyone who creates any art should make an effort to get over that. Because my grandfather said, if you can sing, but you don't sing. No, wait. What did he say? He said, if you can sing, it's selfish not to sing. That's what he said. And that always stuck with me. And I think it's quite true of any art form. If you can do it, share it with people because we appreciate it. So let's have a little read of the comments. Very well done, says Swim, said the Mama Fishy. Perfect description of an overcast sky with the sun just barely shining through. It reminds me of Carl Sandburg's poem Fog as well, which goes like this. The fog comes on little cat feet. It sits looking over harbour and city on silent haunches and then moves on. Acoustic Eel said, hey, it's my poem. It feels funny to have it posted for the world to see. I wrote it almost exactly a year ago after I went walking around in a snowstorm in the city where I was living. Yesterday, we also got snow and I went out for a run while it was falling and it was very pretty. One of the things I love about snow is that while the snow is falling, the sun is obscured, so the light is the same in every direction. Yeah, that's cool. So the light kind of reflects all around, so there's no kind of main source of light. It's just kind of ambient from every direction. I love the way that affects your shadows as well. It's kind of like there's no shadows because it's lit from every direction. This of course is true any time it's cloudy, but the whiteness of the pure snow on the ground reflects more light upwards compared to the regular dark ground color, making everything gloomy. Combined with the whiteness of the falling snow, adding reflectivity at every point in the air, the effect is a muted white glow, which is the same in every direction. Even the windows that face north, which normally don't receive direct sunlight, get the same amount of light as the rest of them. I love when the weather is like this, and it's what I was trying to capture with the poem. Yep, well, I think you captured it perfectly, because that's exactly what I was envisioning. Simply Productive said this, it's beautiful, a very startlingly clear image. I felt my mind, self, squint my eyes in response. Beautiful and perfect. Smiley face. Very, very cool. I agree, you've done fantastic work there, Acoustic Eels. So thank you for that. So tomorrow will be our last day of the filler episodes, and then, you know, after that, obviously, we'll be starting War and Peace, which is super exciting. No one has submitted anything for us to discuss, so I am going to... We spoke about maybe doing some Shakespeare sonnets. I'm going to submit my favourite of the Shakespeare sonnets for us to talk about. And I feel like it's kind of fitting, because it's about a man who's moving away from... sort of... he's travelling away from one place... begrudgingly, because he feels like he's leaving his joy behind to go to this other place where he doesn't want to go. And I feel like it's kind of an ironic inversion of what we'll be doing on the last day of 2020. We'll be quite willing to go to leave the past behind us and go to this new place. And so it's going to be kind of a flip side of what we'll be feeling. And, you know, that's apt enough. It's a really lovely poem too, and I love the word play in it as Shakespeare. You know, it's Shakespeare. I don't have to say this. Of course it's good. All right. So I'll leave that poem in the Hemingway list discussion. If you want to jump onto my YouTube channel, it's Launchpad Writers Club, and you can subscribe and ding the bell and get ready to watch some streaming in the coming days. I'm going to be doing it all year next year. I'm going to be doing a lot of streaming, so we'll be able to hang out and enjoy each other's company. That's going to be cool. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks, Acoustic Eels, for the poem. I'll see you all tomorrow.